Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone. I hope that we all were able to take a moment yesterday to appreciate those that have fallen, those that we miss. 9/11 happening just... You know what's ironic, too, is that I just happened to have broke open a book that was a really good page-turner, and it also was set in New York City at the time of 9/11, so it was very fortuitous, to say the least. Thank you to everyone who showed up to the Vero Premier Women's Network, always the second Friday of the month. If you are interested in networking back in person, ladies only, the Stewart Premier Women's Network will be meeting the third Wednesday of every month. That's this upcoming Wednesday. We're sold out for that one, but just know that there's always an opportunity each and every month to be able to network with like-minded professional ladies. It's a lot of fun. And speaking of a lady who comes to a number of our events and has given me the honor of being an MC for this epic second annual Battle of the Realtors, we have on the line the one and only Angel Peach of Little Birthday Angels. Hello, my friend.
Good morning.
I am so excited that this event is back in full gear, that you're willing to meet in person, and that the real estate industry, realtors in particular, are getting so excited to show their spirit and their bowling skills.
Oh, it was such a blast last year, and we're so excited, and people are gearing up for the Team Spirit Award this year, so that's a new one. So, yes, we're super excited to have it once again. We weren't sure because of COVID, but we'll be doing a little social distancing. It might look a little bit different, but still lots of fun.
Excellent. And I know that I've already procured the accessories for my White Glove Moving and Storage team. These men have no idea that they are in store for playing dress up when they get to this bowling competition. But I'm telling you, after a beverage or two, it's a lot easier, folks. It just makes for a lot of fun. So let's talk about the dates, how people could potentially sponsor or even form a team, Angel.
The event is going to be October 8th, and we take teams of four that compete against each other for the Covenant Trophy that last year Team Vance from Caldwell Banker Paradise, he's been holding on to that trophy this whole year now. So we're looking for teams of four. We still need quite a few teams, and by this week, we're hoping to secure all the teams so they can have their t-shirts. And definitely, we would love more sponsors, of course. We currently have White Glove, who is always just right there with us. So thank you for supporting us. We got Center State Bank, Academy Mortgage, and One Sotheby's, and Fast Signs. So we're really gearing up to get more teams.
Absolutely.
So a lot of people are worried about, you know, this whole pandemic, but we're going to be doing every other lane. We'll have all your shoes and everything prepared for you ahead of time, so we're hoping people won't worry about that and come out and play with us.
All right, and so that's 5:30 that evening.
Yes.
And that's when people are going to start rolling in, or would you suggest that teams could come even just a few minutes earlier than that?
A few minutes earlier than that is fine, too. We hope to start by 6. So
You
come in a little earlier, you can get your drink, but food's included. Dinner is included with the $350 for the team purchase.
Which is teams of four, once again, and the opportunity to really show up and show off some team spirit. And, I mean, you're in a group of really awesome individuals that want to support this community and keep making our little special piece of paradise this ideal community that folks can move to and call home. That's what realtors do on the daily. And there's those other businesses that service the real estate industry, such as White Glove Moving and Storage, right? So movers, you have title companies, inspection companies, mortgage companies. There's just a whole slew of these ancillary services that make the whole formula a success strategy. And even in the midst of the pandemic, real estate is still going strong. In the coming weeks, we'll be hearing updates from our local realtor associations and how much they are helping to produce jobs and opportunities in our area, even in these interesting times. So October 8th is around the corner, folks, yet there's still an opportunity to get some great exposure and have a lot of fun. And just to be certain too, Angel, and since I know we have a lot of listeners that might say my business doesn't necessarily affect or benefit real estate. However, there is the opportunity for donations of silent auction items, right?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And this year, unfortunately, we had to cancel 12 fundraisers. So any help we can get with this fundraiser, we greatly appreciate.
That's right, folks. So if you have gift cards, you want to donate some services, some things we can couple in some baskets, it will give you the opportunity to potentially get a new customer or bring back a customer that hasn't been to you in a while and let things flourish from there. This is really, you know, when you give a little, you typically get a lot in exchange. And so it's a great opportunity, once again, to have your businesses exposed to a great industry within our community. Angel, if people want to get involved, how do they go about doing that in any capacity?
Well, the easiest thing to remember is just littlebirthdayangels.org. And right on the front page is our registration. You'll find out more about us if you don't know us and find out what we do. We celebrate birthdays of homeless children. And there's more homeless children here in our community than most people realize. So littlebirthdayangels.org, and you'll find the registration right there.
All right, Angel. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're looking forward to seeing you out there October 8th. Yours truly will be the MC. It's bound to be a lot of fun. Thanks, Angel.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Now, since we have been able to change the format of the show, ladies and gentlemen, we're really excited to be able to highlight a number of events that are happening, not just in Indian River County, but really the entire Treasure Coast. And one of the groups that I have been active with, in fact, this particular network of this overall bigger group, Women's Council of Realtors, this network of Women's Council St. Lucie was the first Women's Council of Realtors that I joined as a strategic partner, affiliate partner as White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery many, many, many moons ago. And they are just doing a bang-up job of coming up with some creative ways to still engage with membership, whether it's affiliates, again, like we just described with Little Birthday Angels, those businesses that help to make the real estate transactions a success, or if it's with realtors themselves and the bigger community at large, at coming up with ways to still engage. So they were one of the first groups along the Treasure Coast to start with their virtual meetings and bring us some great content. And now they have put together something totally outdoors, totally fun. We're doing a poker run. That's right, folks. Next Saturday, there's going to be a lot of hoopla and a lot of fun to be had while raising funds and awareness with Women's Council of Realtors St. Lucie. And here with us for the program, we have their membership director, the one, the only, Christy Romano of Apex Electric. Hello, my dear.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
I am so good. I can only imagine what you and the fellow board members have been up to help put together this first annual poker run set for next Saturday.
Yes, it is going to be tons of fun. We have a lot of great prizes and vendors coming out, barbecue, music, you name it, we have it.
Okay, so this sounds really awesome. And the fact of the matter is it's open to all. You don't have to be a realtor or within the real estate industry to come out and play in the poker run itself, right?
Correct.
Okay, so let's break this down a little bit. We have a couple of moments before we go to a commercial break where I just want to give folks an idea of what this is going to be like, because I myself have never done a poker run. So what does that look like, Christy?
Okay, so we are going to meet at 9 a.m. at the American Legion Post in Fort Pierce. We're going to have some motorcycles and a car rally as well. So that's going to be our point to start. And from there, we are going to go to 6 different places so that you can collect your individual poker card. At the end of the run, we're going to meet back at the American Legion Post in Fort Pierce. And whoever has the best hand is the winner. And we are looking right now at a $500 cash prize.
Very cool. Now, you had mentioned at the offset that there's going to be lunch and that there's going to be music and prizes. So that portion is going to happen back at the American Legion once everyone has made all their stops and gotten all of their cards.
And in between, of course, all the stops will have some snacks for our folks. They're going to have raffle baskets, 50-50. So it's going to be a very fun event throughout the day. And of course, at the end, at the American Legion, that's where you'll see our vendors and the grand prize will be awarded.
So if someone's thinking, you know what, I don't actually have any plans next Saturday, this sounds like it could be really fun. I'll be supporting local businesses and helping bring awareness. What does that ticket to play cost, and what is the time frame that they should dedicate?
Well, it's going to be an all-day event because we have several places to go to. We're going to be visiting several local businesses here in the Treasure Coast. We're going to start at 9 a.m., and you can bring your friends, however many people you can have on your motorcycle or in your car. Tickets are $25 and $20 for every passenger.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to ensure you lunch and your deck of cards.
I love it. And so how do they go about reserving their ticket for next Saturday, the 19th, 9 a.m., to start the festivities of this first annual poker run?
You can visit our Women's Council of Realtors St. Lucie County Facebook page, and you can click on the event, and on there you will have access to all of our to our Eventbrite, and that's where you get your ticket.
Oh, so cool. So you can reserve through Eventbrite, which then, folks, if you just go to eventbrite.com, you can put in Women's Council of Realtors St. Lucie and it will populate it right away
poker
for you.
Run.
Yeah.
Correct.
Poker run. Perfect. Okay. So we are going to go on a short break. Before doing so, I want to give a shout out to our friends at Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to the Hallmark. They can help you with all your manicure, pedicure, waxing, and lash extension needs. Gift certificates available. Masks are mandatory, and appointments are highly recommended, although they are helping out a number of walk-ins as the salon is spacious and able to accommodate you and your needs. So once again, Foxy Nails, longtime supporter of the program. I myself went and got foxified before camping and they held up marvelously. Imagine what foxies can do for you. We'll be back chatting with Christy Romano, our membership director of the Women's Council of Realtors St. Lucie, and next Saturday's exciting first annual poker run. Don't go anywhere.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Hello, hello, hello. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. I'd like to give a special shout out to our friends over at True Color Salon and Spa. If you are looking for a fresh cut, cut and style, I'm just telling you, it's almost fall. You can make this awesome transition, look your best, feel fabulous at True Color Salon and Spa in Vero Beach. They have the largest salon in the area, making social distancing easy, and they have stylists of all calibers to help honor your budget and your schedule. Open late until 8 o'clock some nights of the week. True Color Salon and Spa will help you feel fabulous as we transition into a new season. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. We appreciate them and their complimentary consultations to make home ownership a reality throughout the Treasure Coast. They have offices in Melbourne, Vero, and Port St. Lucie. They have very knowledgeable teams. It's a complimentary consultation. See if home ownership is right for you. And lastly, of course, once you get that home, hire those good-looking, helpful, handsome, handy men over at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Whether someone's relocating locally or coming into or out of Florida as an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, our team at White Glove, A-plus rated, would love to help them with their move. Always a free estimate. And P.S., we are hiring. WhiteGloveUSA.com. Check out the online application. 5 quick and easy questions, and perhaps you can join our team. Full-time benefits, PTO, the works. Speaking of great companies in the area, I have on the line Christy Romano of Apex Electric, a company that I love to work with and refer. How are you today, my dear?
I'm good, and yourself?
I am fantastic. Thank you. So as an affiliate member, how long have you been a part of Women's Council of St. Lucie?
We've been a part of St. Lucie County 9 years now.
Well, happy anniversary. That's a good chunk of time. Yeah. You're almost in the double digits.
Just about. We've grown a lot because of them, though. Very thankful to them.
And so then, of course, it's an excellent opportunity for you as a strategic partner, Apex Electric, servicing. Where's your range? Where do you to go for residential electrical needs?
We service all of the Treasure Coast. We actually go from Jupiter to Fellsmere.
Excellent. Good to know. Very reasonably priced. It's amazing what their team can do. So obviously, being a strategic partner and stepping up into more of a leadership role within Women's Council was a good strategy for you. And that then helps you to be able to create awesome events that allows you to engage with the community, like 1 week from today, the Poker Run.
Yes, ma'am.
And so for just $25 or $20 as the ride-along, folks can participate in the fun. There's 6 different locations. How far throughout the Treasure Coast are they going to be going?
They're actually going to be covering the east side on US 1. Then we're going all the way west to Tradition, and then a couple places in between.
Very fun. So you'll want to be strategic, ladies and gentlemen, and plan accordingly with your entourage. And Women's Council of St. Lucie is doing this event to be able to raise funds for
St. Lucie County Women's Realtors.
And in addition to that, they also provide a number of scholarships for the local realtor so they can continue to advance in the industry and be able to be as knowledgeable as possible for us individual buyers and sellers new to home ownership, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Very exciting stuff. Now, we have some time left in the program where I'd like to be able to just give a special shout out to a beautiful lady who we recently lost in the midst of the pandemic, who was our president of the Women's Council of Realtors St. Lucie County, Sheila Maxwell, gone entirely too soon. What a beautiful lady, and a very nice service from what I understand that they were able to hold for her a few weeks back. What does the organization do in regards to, you know, having the president? Was the president-elect now kind of in the president role and we just keep chugging along with planning new things?
Correct. Correct. And we're also going to live up to Sheila's board and all the things that she wanted done. So definitely it's going to be an exciting rest of the year, as well as a sad one, but we are going to turn something bad into something very good.
Well said, Christy. That I know that was so heartbreaking and so sudden for so many to hear, and what a dynamic lady she was indeed. So Women's Council, of course, has affiliate networks, right? So we have St. Lucie, we have Martin, we have other networks throughout the state. Then there's Women's Council of Florida, but then each state is under Women's Council of Realtors on a national level, right?
Correct.
Okay. So with that also comes a lot of understanding and advancement in for women in real estate, because there's just so many aspects of our everyday lives that are affected by the real estate industry. Is that fair to say, Christy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's impressive. If you've never heard of Women's Council, it really is a dynamic and active group. If I'm not mistaken, since I'm active as a strategic partner, but it's been a few months since we've all been together, of course, they say statistically that those who are members of Women's Council, because of the investment of time and the ongoing education and the various opportunities that it presents, are oftentimes $45,000 more and beyond than other realtors who aren't engaging within this association. And that's just here on a local level.
This is very true. And they tend to go on to bigger leadership positions because Women's Council of Realtors leaders are made here.
I love that. I really do. And it's such a supportive and dynamic opportunity. Are we looking at potentially some other in-person events as we come towards the latter part of 2020?
Yes, we are definitely looking forward to that. This month we have virtual bingo going on, as a matter of fact, this evening. But going forward in November, we will have an in-person meeting. And then in December, we definitely will have an in-person meeting as well, as that will be our annual installation.
Very exciting. And who will be our incoming president for the 2021 year?
Our incoming president will be Andrea Anicito, who has taken over, you know, the chapter this year. And Claudia Tracy will be the president-elect.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations to those amazing ladies and being willing to step up and and just help to continue to propel the mission of Women's Council. So we have again on the phone, ladies and gentlemen, Christy Romano. She's our membership director for the Women's Council of Realtors, St. Lucie County. Apex Electric is her family-owned business. They do incredible work, residential and commercial?
Yes, ma'am.
From Felsmere to Jupiter and everywhere in between. And they have put together the first annual poker run. One more time with some of the details. We've got about a minute and a half left, Christy, starting at 9 a.m. next Saturday.
Yes, ma'am. We have a poker run and slash road rally. We're going to be starting at the American Legion Post located in Fort Pierce. From there, we're going to hit six local businesses and round back over to the American Legion Post, where there will be music, lunch, vendors, prizes, raffles. It will be a very, very fun time.
I love, too, that St. Lucie County really is quite the sizable county in acreage and miles. And I love that you all were strategic enough to utilize local businesses that help highlight the diversity, that stretch of St. Lucie County, starting us east on that, you know, waterfront US 1 area and then taking us to tradition and then back again. That was really a great way to see the whole county in a day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our team worked very hard on that, and we worked with the local businesses as well. So we're very excited.
This is going to be awesome. So if they are interested in procuring tickets, where do they go?
Eventbrite.com. Just type in Women's Council of Realtors Poker Run and hit the follow button.
I love it. So again, just $25 for our drivers, $20 for our passengers. It's going to include a full day of fun, an opportunity to meet and greet fellow local business owners and residents, to be able to engage and really try and come up with the best poker hand and win some cash money. Oh, my goodness, $500. What a way to spend a Saturday.
Amen, sister.
Christy Romano, Apex Electric Women's Council of Realtors, St. Lucie County. Thanks so much for joining the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Until next week, cheers.